What a game. What a season. What a matchup. One for the ages. Sam Cook will free kick the ball from his 20-yard line.
If he starts to break it, go tackle him.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what else can they? I don't know. I mean, they might be able to give him a touchdown on that, but I don't know. Hey, if he breaks it, if he busts this for some reason, go tackle him. I don't know what the rule is on that, but I will. I'm going to.
So is Joe Flacco really going to tackle Ted Ginn? That exchange with some of the offensive players in the closing seconds of the Super Bowl drew plenty of attention in the days after the game, and Flacco was asked about it during his press conference Monday and said that he wasn't really serious about tackling Ted Ginn and was just trying to find any way to distract him from the excitement and the intensity of those closing seconds of the Super Bowl.
I saw that people were kind of getting a little mad at me for that. There was 4 seconds left in the game. That was probably the only time all year that I was really, really nervous. I thought it was a pretty funny thing to kind of get my mind off of the fact that, you know, there is a possibility he could run this thing back. I'm sure that if I did do that, they probably could give the guy a touchdown. I don't know, but it's a Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl, man. I'm doing anything I can to win that game. They all looked at me like I was crazy. I told the linemen, they backed up for a second. Like, what are you talking about? You know? But hey, it was just all in good fun, kind of to distract my mind a little bit.
The good news for Flacco and the Ravens was that they didn't have to worry about it. Josh Bynes ended up making the game-clinching tackle to seal the game and give the Ravens a Super Bowl 47 victory. The other good news is that Flacco's locked up for the long haul. The Ravens signed him to a 6-year contract, and his goal over the time is to bring the Ravens back to the Super Bowl and to bring some more Lombardi trophies back here to Baltimore. For all the coverage of the offseason, you know you can keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.